Welcome to Credit Collections and Cash Flow, the commercial credit podcast brought to you by NACM Connect. Hey, welcome to the show. We're so excited to be bringing you this first episode of the podcast where we will be interviewing attendees of the Chicago Credit Conference, where you'll hear stories and insights from your peers as well as leaders in the commercial credit industry. So let's go ahead and get started with our following guest.
Hello, my name is Marty Smith, and I'm a credit manager with Ash Grove Cement.
Can you share with us your journey into the credit industry and how you got started in this field?
I got started in credit at the ripe age of 7 years old when I took over my brother's newspaper route. And for the next 9 years, I only got paid if I collected for all the newspapers that I sold in a week. From there, my next stop in credit didn't happen again until I was 22, and I took a job doing accounts receivable and payable for a ready mix company. Then I had a 15-year break where I worked in sales, and then I was recruited to come in to do another stint as a credit manager. And I did that for 5 years, and then had another break for nearly 20 years, and I was recruited again to come back as credit manager, which is where I am today.
What initially attracted you to the credit industry, and what made you decide to pursue it as a career?
What attracted me to credit was the same thing that attracted me to sales, which is that I had the ability to work with people to build strong, healthy business relationships.
What are the typical challenges you face on a daily basis in your role within the credit industry?
One of my mentors described sales as the gas of business and credit as the brakes of business. And for me, the daily challenge is knowing when to apply the brakes and maintain a healthy business relationship with the customer.
How do you stay updated on the latest trends and developments in the credit industry, and how do these impact your work?
For me, the best way to stay up on the trends and developments is through NACM and my involvement. Going to the Credit Congress, meeting the vendors, and listening to the podcast, and attending the online classes. And I've been able to garner a lot of great information, which I've been able to implement here at work. And the way that it's best impacted my team is that through automation, we can start offering things to customers to make this a more seamless relationship for them.
Can you tell us about a particularly challenging situation you encountered in your career in the credit industry and how you overcame it?
I'd say the most challenging situation that I've encountered in my career is to leave credit and then come back 20 years later and get back up to speed. And the way that I overcame it was that I got in touch with NACM and went to credit grad school and got my CCE again. And that helped me get back in tune and up to speed with what was going on within the industry.
In your opinion, what are the key skills or qualities that are essential for success in the credit industry?
I think the key skill to be successful in any industry is the ability to create trust between yourself and the person you're communicating with. Along with that skill, I believe that you have to be focused. You have to be vigilant, and you have to be willing to take action when necessary.
How have technology and automation affected the credit industry, and what adjustments have you had to make to adapt to these changes?
Now, the biggest thing for me is how much customers have adapted to technology and automation, and now it's table stakes that you have online tools available to them that they can access 24/7 for every step of the credit process, from credit application to documentation to making the payment.
What advice would you give to someone who is considering a career in the credit industry?
My advice to anybody who is considering a career in credit, I would recommend that they actively seek out mentors. And one of the best ways to find mentors is to be involved with an organization like NACM.
How would you describe your perfect day off?
A perfect day off for me would be visiting an exotic location with my wife to a location that's on our bucket list and immersing ourselves in the culture.
Are there any misconceptions or myths about the credit industry that you would like to debunk?
For me, the biggest misconception about the credit industry is that the relationship between sales and credit has to be contentious. It's been my experience that in the best companies, sales and credit are interdependent and relying upon each other to be successful.
Can you share a success story or accomplishment you've experienced by being a member of NACM Connect?
This year, I passed both the class and the exam for the CICP, which I'm pretty proud of. It's probably the most challenging thing I've done in my credit career.
You've been listening to Credit Collections and Cash Flow, the commercial credit podcast brought to you by NACM Connect. For more information about our organization, membership, products, and services, please visit our website at www.nacmconnect.org. Thanks again, and have a great day.